This is West Virginia Morning. Yesterday, President Trump's administration declared a national public health emergency to deal with the opioid epidemic. On this week's episode of Inside Appalachia, host Jessica Lilly speaks with Dr. Petros Lavones, professor and chair of Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School. Dr. Lavones, who published a number of studies about the opioid crisis, says it was a catastrophic medical mistake that opened the door to liberal prescribing of narcotics that essentially got people hooked.
We used to think way back that addiction was essentially a moral failure, that the weaklings of the world, the people who could not resist the temptations of drugs and alcohol, were the ones who would succumb to the illness. And at some point, medicine came around and said, no, addiction is a medical illness, very much like everything else, and the true causes of addiction are things like genetics, psychological factors, people who start using drugs of abuse because they are self-medicating some kind of underlying untreated psychiatric disorders. And of course, social forces, things like the environment, the peer pressure that people succumb to. And these are the true causes of addiction. The problem with this model is that taken to the extreme, it suggests that in the absence of any kind of genetic problems, in the absence of any psychological problems, and in the absence of any kind of social forces, the risk of addiction is minimal. At some point, unfortunately, medicine thought that if your parents do not use drugs and your grandparents do not use drugs and you have no genetic load, if you're psychologically healthy and strong and you don't suffer from depression or anxiety or something like that, and if you happen not to live in down-and-out neighborhoods infested with drugs, then boom, you are home free. And that's when we started giving the message to physicians, if your patient has any kind of pain, prescribe away. You can prescribe all the opioids in the world you want, and if the patient does not really have those genetic, psychological, and social causes of addiction, then you're home free, you can just prescribe, and the patient will never be addicted to opioids. That was the major medical mistake that we made back in the 1980s.
Is that in reference to looking at pain as the fifth vital sign?
Correct. Very much related to that. At some point, they then called the Joint Commission for Accreditation of Hospitals and Health Centers suggested that we should make pain the fifth vital sign and that everybody should be assessed for pain. And of course, the problem with that was that you assess everybody for pain. Most people who come to the hospital, most people who come to the doctor would say, I have a 10 out of 10 kind of pain or 9 out of 10 pain. And then the physician had to do something about it, closing the loop, as it was called back then. And of course, the easiest, the most straightforward way would be to prescribe opioids.
Yeah, and what about those patients who do have chronic pain and have found relief with opioids?
There are such patients, and a comprehensive evaluation will tell us who these patients are and when to use it judiciously. The problem was the liberal use of opioids without this kind of sophistication, without this kind of assessments that really would tell us that there's a trade-off there. On one hand, you may relieve the pain, but on the other hand, you may be certainly making your function worse, not only in terms of addiction, which is, of course, a big problem in itself. It's just that functionally, patients turned out not to be helped with high-dose chronic use of opioids for chronic non-cancer pain.
So in a medical setting, would you suggest that one of the solutions is for the doctors to spend a little bit more time with the patients with chronic pain to explain that and explain the trade-offs?
Yes. The physicians should offer informed consent to the patients, tell them the pros and cons of the different options that they have. I'm delighted that in 2017 we'll have a number of other options to help patients with chronic non-cancer pain, from non-addictive medications to psychotherapy, to other interventions that may require some surgical intervention. So there's a whole array of things that people can do other than opioids. And opioids, of course, is one of the options as well.
Knowing what we know about the medical field today, we hear patient caseloads and language like that these days. Do you think doctors might hear this and say, well, that's easier said than done? What would your response be to that? How challenging is this?
This is an important question in that taking a prescription pad and writing something down is very often the easiest thing to do. The studies may show that cognitive behavioral therapy is as effective as medication for the treatment of pain or number of pain syndromes, also depression, anxiety, and so on. But it takes me no more than 10 seconds to take out my prescription pad and write something down, and it will take me a good 10, 15 minutes to counsel the patient and do a very basic cognitive behavioral intervention for these disorders that I just mentioned. So in terms of convenience, it is much more convenient for the physician to just prescribe. And you're absolutely right about that.
That was Petros Lavonis, professor and chair of Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School, speaking with Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly. You can hear more of this interview on Sunday's episode of the program or listen to Inside Appalachia anytime, wherever you get your podcasts. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:50. West Virginia 511 is reporting a vehicle accident on southbound I-77, mile marker 162 near Rockport. Sunny skies today with highs in the 70s, increasing clouds tonight with lows in the 40s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Cooper Gallery, original, traditional, and contemporary fine art in downtown Lewisburg since 1995. Details at coopergallery.com. And by the Kanawha County Public Library, presenting the West Virginia Book Festival, October 27th and 28th, with authors R.L. Stine, Joe Hill, Henry Winkler, and more. Details at wvbookfestival.org. Martinsburg, West Virginians, Christian Lopez has been making a name for himself, not only at home, but also elsewhere around the country. Here he is on Mountain Stage performing Steel on Water from his brand new release, Red Arrow.
There's steel on the water and boots on the ground. There's steel on the water and boots on the ground. Well, the waves can be rough, but the days can be rougher. Goodbye to a girl, hello to a brother, a heartache at sea. When no one can tell that the battle is the one with himself. Yeah, the battle he fights is the one with himself. Well, I'm just the singers aloud in the hang, playing songs from the heart of dry land. Well, what do I know? I'm here for the show. I'm here for the lovers, trained for stand. It's home at the bell, alone at the stern. Her, with the sea in his blood and tears in his eyes, may the ocean rock you to sleep tonight. Well, his vision. clear, gone in a moment, most of the evening, bringing home something, something for three. A mom at a table, a dad on a screen. A mom at a table, a dad on a screen. Well, I'm just the guy brought in with the band. If something I won't feel again, playing for glory, playing for sin. I'm here for the lovers, I'm looking ahead to the home at the bow, alone at the stern. Oh, 100 is thinking of her, with the sea in his blood, tears in his eyes. May the ocean rock you to sleep
. That was Christian Lopez live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in tonight and tomorrow night at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Our producer is Dave Mistich. I'm Teresa Wills.